This is Love Evolved. My name is Leanne, and I'm a holistic psychologist specializing in conscious relationships and masculine-feminine polarity. Okay, so I'm so thrilled to be getting into the principles of conscious relationships today. This might be a little bit longer than normal. We'll see how it goes, but there's a lot here. There's a lot to teach about with regards to what makes a relationship conscious. What does this mean? This term, this phrase is really becoming more and more popular, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see this spoken about more and more, but I still see that there's a lot of confusion from people around what this actually means. So for me, a conscious relationship is one where we are bringing a certain level of awareness to how we're showing up in relationship, first and foremost, and a certain level of awareness of what we are co-creating with our partner. There's also awareness in terms of the purpose of relationships, which is to use them as a vehicle for our highest growth and evolution, to be able to become better human beings in this partnership, and to perfect our loving. And so you'll notice that I use the word awareness a lot. Conscious really simply means that we're bringing awareness to how we're showing up. We're not just falling into a relationship with someone and operating on in a reactive way, like having knee-jerk reactions to each other. We become aware of how we are showing up. We take ownership that we're actually building a relationship with another person. And from this awareness, we get really curious about certain behaviors that serve the relationship and certain behaviors that don't serve the relationship, either things that we are bringing to the table or things that our partner is bringing to the table. Conscious relationships are deep and there's a lot here. I am, on the one hand, trying to make this an introduction, but it's hard for me to stay on the surface level. I'm a pretty deep person. So this is part of my learnings as a teacher, to be able to kind of make this in a way that's really digestible for the average person. So first and foremost, a conscious relationship is one where there's a heightened level of awareness or consciousness as to how this is unfolding, how we're entering into the relationship. What are we building together? What are the shared values that we have? What's the vision for what we're building together? And we're committing to learning about the characteristics of a healthy relationship. And we're agreeing upon those shared values and the goals to keep things healthy and to keep things really clear, to initially set the intention for the relationship. Of course, a lot of this can be done very powerfully at the beginning stages of relationship. This is what my partner and I have done. However, at any given point in your relationship, you can actually bring more consciousness to it. You can work with someone like myself who specializes in helping individuals and couples to really achieve this higher level of relationship, this new paradigm of conscious, evolved relationship. I'm here to support you, and this is my mission in the world. So all of my content, the way I work with clients, the workshops and the classes that I teach are all about how to elevate relationships to their highest in this next chapter of humanity. It's really that powerful. And so we also commit to really working on our intimacy stuff, because again, one of the purposes of relationships is to learn how to perfect our loving, how to actually be intimate with another person. This goes way beyond sexuality too. It's how can we stand metaphorically naked in front of each other to the best of our ability to allow ourselves to be seen in our fullest, most truest expression? How can we begin to peel off the layers, to remove the masks that we're wearing, to stop worrying so much about pleasing everyone around us and actually show up in a relationship in our truest, most authentic expression? It actually provides the opportunity for you to be loved so fully for your truest self. And I know that a lot of us have a hard time showing up to relationship in this way. This is another thing that I'm always guiding people towards. How can you become more and more yourself? How can you use this relationship as a vehicle for lots of different growth within yourself? But this is a big one for a lot of people. How can I actually become more and more comfortable bringing my true self? This doesn't mean that you show up in, you start to show up in sort of a lazy way, or you're just like allowing everything to hang out. I mean, that might be part of it, but I always want you to remember that a lot of us have trouble kind of standing in like the highest version of ourselves. And I don't want you to mistake like the highest version of ourselves as like the most quote unquote perfect version of ourselves, right? Or like the best version of ourselves in terms of what society like thinks that a good person is. It's not that at all. It's really like you at your sort of highest level of spiritual expression, you at the level of you're showing up, like just peeling back the layers of ego, of limiting beliefs, of, you know, all of the things that are really holding you back from your truest expression in the world, tied into why you're here on this planet. And so this is a lot of what I do with people, is always having them see that the path of spiritual evolution is always about peeling back the layers of conditioning, of programming, to get in touch with your true self. Some people call this you at a soul level, right? Like you at your highest expression. This is a huge aspect of kind of your personal goal of where you want to take yourself through the vehicle of a relationship, because you can and should be using relationships as a vehicle for your highest expression, because relationships are definitely, especially romantic relationships, are a place where most of us have all of our stuff activated. Like all of our buttons get pushed, all of our traumas come to the surface, all of our intimacy stuff gets triggered, all of our attachment stuff gets triggered. And this is happening for a beautiful reason. It's not happening for you to run in the other direction and find a partner who's not going to kind of activate these things in you. This is actually happening for a reason. So it's a good thing. And in most cases, you want to turn towards this rather than away from it, because it's a part of your evolution to become a healthy, healed, whole individual. So we commit to cultivating that closeness and that intimacy with each other, holding each other to our highest by showing up authentically and vulnerably, allowing ourselves to be truly seen in the relationship and really creating safety for both people to do that. And so a lot of this has to do with a lot of this kind of stuff that I'm talking about being spoken out loud, having conversations of kind of what do you want your relationship to look like? What are some of these aspects that I'm talking about today that you can pull into your relationship that feel really good for you? You can have your partner also listen to this podcast, or you can share it with them to be able to start to pinpoint like, wow, yeah, we need to pull some more open-hearted communication in. We need to kind of sit down and envision, what are our shared values? What do we want to build together? We want to pull more truth telling in. I talk about that a lot. We want to work on becoming more comfortable in intimate situations, being vulnerable, being truly, truly seen. And so this is an incredible opportunity for you to get aligned with your partner on what you're building together. Another aspect of conscious relationships that's so huge is this aspect of taking personal responsibility. Both people have to take ownership of themselves and the relationship that's being co-created by both people. Both people have to understand that they need to commit to their own growth. It's not that you get into a relationship and you can sort of kick back and not continue to show up or grow and evolve, both individually with your own personal development work and path, but also together as a couple and really using the relationship to kind of have these goals and these visions that you want to move together in partnership. And so you're dedicated both to your own growth and also to the growth of the relationship. This is another really big aspect of conscious relationships. And it kind of touches upon this aspect of co-creation, which is all about both people showing up and taking equal responsibility for how the relationship actually unfolds. This is a huge, huge topic. And in the future, I'll be making podcasts that specifically focus on this concept of co-creation. But it's a really, really big one. Personal responsibility. Nothing is happening in a vacuum. Neither partner is sort of kind of kicking back and saying, well, you know, this person is doing this to me, and being like a more passive kind of person showing up in the relationship. Both people recognize that they can both be leaders and shaping this thing, setting boundaries if they need to, having difficult conversations, communicating really open-heartedly about what feels really, really good, what doesn't feel really, really good, what are things that we want to continue to bring to our relationship, what are some things that maybe we need to release from our relationship, and always, what are we building together? And so there is also, of course, this understanding tied into this that relationships, as you are together in your day-to-day lives, bring up all of your stuff, right? So like, I'm going to mention this time and time again, because this is one of the number one areas where I see people getting very, very confused. They have avoidant tendencies where they actually completely block or avoid things when they kind of come up. A lot of stuff gets swept under the rug. They sort of suppress things. They're not like looking things in the eye. And, you know, when things come up, when bumps in the road come, we don't run in the other direction. We get really curious around what's the opportunity here? What's happening? So this takes a lot of consciousness, because we have to slow things down a little bit to be able to really turn within to ask, what is the opportunity here? What is this situation kind of asking of me, so that we can both grow and evolve into better people? This is not something that we necessarily want to avoid. And so in this way, if this is like imbued in all aspects of your relationship, these kind of relationships have the potential to be the number one fastest, most accelerated path to evolution and expansion for both people. In addition, with conscious relationships, I kind of spoke a little bit about this earlier, but both partners really should be committing to doing the inner work as you go along to heal triggers, wounds, old patterns that no longer serve them and the relationship, not just for the sake of themselves, but also broaden their understanding of the impact of this deep inner work. It's not just for you and your own benefit. It's also, of course, for the benefit of your partner, for the benefit of the relationship itself. And if you have children, for the benefit of them to be able to witness the growth and the evolution, and for them to have really, truly healthy models of what incredible relationships look like. I personally, growing up in a home where this was not present, it was actually the exact opposite relationship that my parents had. I'm really deeply committed. In addition to, of course, in my prior marriage, how that kind of energy and that love and care and attention and consciousness was not present in a relationship, and how the constant tension that was there really impacted our son in a very negative way. This is an aspect that's very close to my heart, for us to be able to really work on improving our relationships so that we can model this for everyone around us. And so another aspect of conscious relationships is that we understand that these relationships ask us to step into the deepest level of vulnerability so that we can share our most authentic expression with our partner. And the key here that a lot of us don't feel worthy of is that from that place of allowing yourself to be fully seen in all of your realness, in all of your authenticity, you give yourself the opportunity for someone to love you so hard in that place. A lot of us actually don't feel worthy of being seen by other people in our full authenticity, but what we don't realize is that we're helping to co-create this situation where we never give ourselves the opportunity to be seen by other people and for them to love us in that place. Of course, our minds jump to the fear around, well, what if they don't accept me or they abandon me? And all of us have been hurt in that way. But just because that fear comes up, it doesn't mean that we can't consciously work to really heal that and to be able to open ourselves up to this other possibility that, oh my God, I can actually open myself up to this opportunity where someone can love me so much in that place. And then that serves as this beautiful strengthening and resilience and higher level of confidence for us to step out into the world in our truest expression. It is so beautiful. As someone that has had to work on this personally in my own life, I can promise you that the more I open myself to being seen fully by my partner, he loves me more and more and more and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the roots of our relationship get deeper and stronger every time. And it's the same for him as well. And so we both can assure you that this is definitely possible. And of course, the other aspect of this is that if you don't feel safe doing this with your partner, or if you're out there dating, please just do it anyway, because you will get information as to whether that person is able to love you so much from that place. Are they able to absolutely adore you in your truest, most authentic, highest expression, like the true you, the self with a capital S? Like, are they able to? And honestly, for those people in our lives who aren't able to meet us there, then they're not our people. And this is really hard. This is kind of why a lot of people avoid doing this, because they might have people in their lives that are providing companionship or friendship or whatever it is. And they know intuitively that if they showed up in their most authentic form, that the relationship might come to an end. So I totally understand that, but that doesn't kind of excuse us from the responsibility to know with deep within ourselves that we are allowed to be fully loved in our fullest expressions. We're worthy of coming with our real selves to be fully loved from that place. Another huge aspect of conscious relationships, and I talk about this one a lot. I kind of touched upon it before, but it's really specifically dealing with conflict resolution. And so the way that I work with people and teach sort of the principles of relationship alchemy and having a growth mindset and truly understanding the concept of co-creation, both people taking responsibility, it's really true when it comes to conflict that so much of it is either completely avoided or minimized because the foundations of the relationship are imbued with such a different mindset when it comes to what the purpose of relationship is, such that you can actually avoid conflict. So I'll get into this more in future episodes. And I'm not about sort of avoiding conflict when it comes up at all. Like, I am not about sweeping things under the rug. My partner will tell you that. But when you understand some of these foundational principles of conscious relationships and what they truly, truly are, and sort of the stage is set for that to unfold in your relationship, then conflicts that include both people blaming and pointing fingers become more and more rare as you go forward. And if you find yourself doing that, it's really easy to course correct and realize, like, oh no, like, this is really not how we want to be approaching this. And so you're not running away from challenges, but you're taking this much different mindset of what's going on, and you're not pointing fingers. Instead, you're looking at it in a more neutral, objective way of like, what is the situation? How did we both co-create this? What might be my part? So this is difficult for a lot of people to actually do because we have not been trained to take personal responsibility. This is something that you can be sure I'm going to cover in future episodes because it was one of the hardest lessons that I had to learn in my own life. And I'll share the story about that another time. But if you really can put this aspect of both people taking personal responsibility into your relationship in a really healthy way, it's a huge key to happy, healthy relationships. So the last thing that I'll share in terms of what makes conscious relationships so incredible, so high level, is this idea that I love to share with people about striving to have a multidimensional connection with your partner. And so this was so helpful for me when I was out there dating, but it can also serve as a really good check-in for those of you who are already in relationships. So it's asking yourselves, how many levels of connection am I really feeling with my partner? And when I say levels of connection, I'm really talking about these four levels of the physical, the emotional, the intellectual, and the spiritual. So these are four really foundational principles throughout our life that we should be paying attention to in terms of the overall balance of things. They're also associated with the four elements and embedded in a lot of spirituality as well. But if you start to think about and check in with yourself on how you're feeling in terms of the levels of connection with your partner. Do we have a strong, healthy physical attraction to each other? Do we have an emotional connection? Do we have that intellectual bond with each other? Can we have incredible conversations? Do we have the same interests? Can we carry on conversations that really enliven us? And then the spiritual is, really incredibly important for me, but sometimes can be hard to explain. I think it's probably up to you to decide what that means for you, because we all have different, spiritual and religious kind of beliefs. But for me, I'll just share that on a spiritual level of connection with my partner, I kind of look for, is there a sort of spiritual compatibility? So are we able to bring spirituality into our lives? And does that feel relatively aligned for us in terms of our beliefs, right? Because even though this might not be a requirement for some people, I think on a very general level, it does really, really help. And then something that's a little bit deeper than just spiritual compatibility is this idea that the relationship is somehow divinely orchestrated, that you and the other person are really meant to be together. It's really kind of that soulmate connection in terms of my understanding of spiritual connection. But of course, this is one where you can really make it your own. I do really believe that having all four levels of connection with your partner can make it extraordinarily strong. And I do also feel that if all four of those levels are at least all four of those levels, if they're not kind of on some level being activated or sort of satisfied, might be a better way to describe it, in the relationship, it can feel like something's missing, to be honest with you. Now, again, you have to check in with yourself and what you need. I know we all kind of understand on a physical level when you just have that level of connection with somebody, the relationship can actually lack depth, right? But yet there are people that maybe only want that, right? And that's totally fine. But for those of you who are really looking for a really strong, solid, and healthy long-term relationship, it's important to check in with yourself about these different levels of connection. And if they're not all present, that's totally fine. But you might want to ask yourself, how can you actually move towards really cultivating these different levels so the relationship becomes stronger, becomes more multifaceted, and ends up kind of satisfying each partner on a higher level. And so today I really just wanted to give you a taste of how I define conscious relationships and some of the ways that I work with clients. And so above all, with these type of relationships, we focus on the incredible opportunity that these kind of relationships provide us. So we get to be loved fully for all of our parts. We get to experience deep intimacy with our partners, skyrocketing our personal development through this beautiful container of deep love and support, and getting to model this for our children and everyone around us. And I really believe that this is the new paradigm of romantic relationships. And I'm here to be able to teach people and help and support people on this path. So as we move forward, I'll be touching upon a lot of these different principles and really expanding on them as we go forward. So things like co-creation, what that means, how you can use it in your relationship. Having a growth mindset and being a relationship alchemist is so, so big. Masculine, feminine polarity, which I didn't really touch upon today, but that's another huge, huge key. And actually, that will be the conversation next week. I'll be really sharing and introducing the concept of masculine, feminine polarity and how you can really work with that in relationship. Another thing that I talk about all the time is truth telling and really moving towards each other's truth and authenticity rather than trying to hide it away. So there's so, so, so much I'm going to be talking about. In addition, moving forward with the podcast, I'll be interviewing people who are living and practicing these kind of high level relationships. I will be interviewing different experts in the field. These are some of my favorite conversations. And then, of course, my partner will also be on with me having conversations, talking about our relationship, being really real about these kind of relationships. They're not always easy, but they're worth every single minute. Okay, so I'm going to end there. I'm sending you all so much love, and we'll talk soon. If you have any comments or questions for me, please reach out on my website, which is love-evolved.us. I work with people one-on-one, teach classes and workshops, and I also help couples as well. On my website, you can also find a link to Instagram, where I have several videos for you to learn more about a variety of topics.